Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Covered a lot of ground dealing with Aaron Rodgers. We'll talk some basketball coming up. Damian Lillard of the Blazers will stop by. Including this season, Lillard has averaged at least 25 points per game for 6 consecutive seasons. The only players with a longer active streak, LeBron, 17, KD, 12, James Harden, 9.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
Chris Mannix will join us coming up. We'll talk some hoops with him, including Russell Westbrook. Place in history, because Scotty Brooks, the Wizards head coach, says Russ is the second greatest point guard of all time. I'll discuss that with Mannix here coming up. Westbrook did go for 20 assists and 20 rebounds last night. Very impressive. That's the second time he's done that. The only other person on the list, Will Chamberlain, who did it once. Yeah, Paul?
There's a funny thing that happens on the other side of the glass when you mention Russell Westbrook. He just did it again. McLovin groans. He does this. I don't even think he knows it. It's subconscious. He's anti-Russell Westbrook. Not as a person, as a basketball player. It's like helping your team win. But when you mention his name in any positive nature, you hear, in the background.
What is the problem?
I just don't like his style of play. Like, dribble a lot.
Ball dominant, can't shoot.
Yeah, I feel like the most underrated thing in NBA is field goal percentage. Like, anybody could shoot the ball 40 times, but if you're like LeBron or Steph Curry and you hit it half the time, that's a lot better.
Well, I don't know what the analytics say. Because
they say bad things.
No, but you're Mr. Analytics. You're the buzzkill where I say, hey, batting average, that matters. No, it doesn't. You know, you're the one that famously tried to tell me how great Adam Dunn was.
Oh, yeah.
Just because he got walks. He struck out 200 times, but you said, no, you're very valuable.
On base is on base.
Yeah.
He has a huge on base percentage.
And then there's a huge percentage where he strikes out, where you don't get on base. You know how that works, right? Unless the catcher drops the ball on the third strike. Yes, hey, Paulie.
I have a list of the best NBA players in field goal percentage, non-power forward, non-center. Kevin Durant is shooting 55% from the field this year from two. Mm-hmm. Two and three, I guess you'd say. Michael Porter Jr. from Denver. There's a few guys like that, but mostly it's forwards and centers, but Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Miles Bridges are guys like that. Zach LaVine are high shooting percentage.
Yeah, McLovin.
You know who's really high? In reality, LeBron, Michael Jordan, Steph Curry. Those guys shoot at like 50% from the field. That's incredible to be high volume. That's what the differentiates between them and Russell Westbrook.
Well, it's more impressive that Steph Curry does this because LeBron, how many shots does he get at the hoop? I mean, Steph is shooting jumpers here and long, long jumpers. That's really impressive. Michael, later in his career, just backed you down on the blocks, and he was taking mid-range jumpers. What Steph Curry is doing is unheard of. And that's why when Scottie Brooks says, yeah, Russell Westbrook is number two on the all-time list behind Magic Johnson. He's not better than Steph Curry. That's for sure. Yeah, McLovin.
I got one stat, and you'll groan about Russell. He's shooting 64% from the line this year. I know how you value free throw shooting.
Yeah, because you have the ball.
Yeah.
My best ball handler has to be or should be one of my best free throw shooters.
Now, usually he's much better. He's just having an off year there.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
NBA stats qualify someone as a volume shooter if they take more than 15 shots a game, 15 or more attempts per game. Mm-hmm. There's only one player in the NBA who's got more than 15 attempts per game and is shooting over 60%. Can you guess who that person is?
Shooting 60% and he takes more than 15 shots per game?
Yes. There's other guys like Rudy Gobert. And
Zion
Williamson.
Yeah.
He's shooting 17 attempts per game. He's shooting 61.4% from the field.
By the way, one of the more anticipated aspects of the 2020 baseball season was going to be the reaction on the road when the Astros came to town. You know, the cheating scandal revealed after 2019. But there were no crowds last year due to the pandemic. Now the Astros are going to face the music on the road. The Astros are in Yankee Stadium tonight. First time. Astros, Yankees. 7-game postseason battle back in 2017. Houston won all four games to advance. The Astros also beat the Yankees in the 2019 playoffs. Presumably, the sign-stealing plot helped them. At least that's how most Yankee fans are going to view it. And a lot of the key players on those Houston teams are gone. So get ready for a collective Bronx cheer. May not be a full crowd at Yankee Stadium, but you get the feeling whoever's there, they're going to let you know it's going to feel like a packed house to express their feelings about one of the more controversial teams in all of sports, the Astros on the road. Yes, McLean.
Doesn't it feel like that was a long time ago now?
Who's left? Like, I guess all that matters is Altuve is there. That's about it. It seems like if you're looking for the poster child, it would be Jose Altuve. Yeah, McLean.
Sorry, Cora's with the Red Sox. Beltran's gone. All the organizers are gone. But if you're a Yankee fan, are you letting him have it still?
Yes. Sure, why not? Go ahead. To your heart's content. Doesn't change anything. But, you know, you've got all this pent-up anger there that you, you know, had something taken from you, or in your mind you had something taken from you. Let me get a couple of phone calls, then Chris Mannix will stop by. Jake in Wisconsin. Hi, Jake. What's on your mind?
What up, DP?
Hey, bud.
Man, what a weird time to live in Milwaukee I live in, but in Wisconsin. So, like, yesterday I go out to dinner, and literally every table sitting around us is talking about Aaron Rodgers. It's the only thing that anyone is talking about in the state.
Has the opinion changed here, given what's happened, do you think?
Yeah, I definitely do think so. So I work at a restaurant right by the Bucks Arena, giant TV outside, and then during the horse race this weekend, the Kentucky Derby, they put Rodgers on TV, and it was the loudest boo I've ever heard.
Oh, wow.
People are not happy with him. Like, I think the biggest problem is not knowing his side of the story. He's just keeping to himself. We're just getting leaks from this insider or that insider and not actually hearing straight from him. But, I mean, it's Aaron. You know we're not going to hear it. If we do, it's going to be on the Pat's show, and that'd be it. Like, it really sucks not knowing the truth.
Well, I'm just waiting for him to come out and clear things up. And thank you, Jake. Great to hear from you. Yeah, I don't. At least Russell Wilson aired the grievances on my show. Like, he told me that he had a problem and he's getting sacked and he hates getting hit and he wanted to have a seat at the table. He wanted to have a say. He wanted to be able to provide input. at least he said it and we knew. And then his agent said, look, if you don't value him and you want to trade him, here are four teams that you can trade him to. And then I was told, keep an eye on the draft and free agency. And I did. And it seems like Russell Wilson is content in Seattle. I don't think this is, you know, going to last long. You know, maybe this year, maybe the following year. Every team, you roll the dice with your quarterback. If you're going to pay him all this money, you got a window here, and then you're going to move on and you're going to draft a quarterback. And then that allows you to reload. That's what happens. That's what everybody's doing. And there are four, five, as many as six quarterbacks who could be taken next year in the first round, believe it or not. And this is a topic that we'll have tomorrow. McLovin has an against the grain to talk about next year's first round draft. And I was told yesterday, because I asked a scout and I go, give me an idea how many first round picks. He started running down guys on teams that I didn't even know who the quarterbacks were. But these rookie contracts are so important. But probably six or seven quarterbacks may get the grade, first round grade, believe it or not. Yeah, McLovin.
Why do we always do that where we say next year's class isn't going to be good? And it's always good.
I know. We do that. Chris Mannix covers the NBA, Sports Illustrated, their senior NBA writer. I'm looking at, you got all these boxes there. Like, are you moving in or moving out right now?
Improvising here for a minute. I didn't know my cleaning people were coming this morning, and I'm in my spare bedroom, which I just set up briefly. I moved in, Dan, and then I just left it alone. Like I stopped unpacking at some point and never finished. Paulie can understand that. Paulie knows my speed.
We were just talking about Russell Westbrook with the performance last night, and then Scotty Brooks, his coach, comes out and says he's the second greatest point guard of all time. What do you make of that?
I mean, Scott Brooks loves Russell Westbrook. He's had him from the very beginning. And I think part of Scott Brooks knows that the relationship with Russell Westbrook is as important as anything he does as far as coaching, like having a strong bond with Westbrook. That being said, there's some merit to the statistical argument there. I mean, how many point guards are able to do what Russell Westbrook can do? I mean, the way that Steph Curry changed the position with his shooting, Russell Westbrook has changed with power and speed. Now, we can argue about, you know, the efficiency of it and the fact that he hasn't won, but statistically speaking, when Russell Westbrook's career is over, they're not going to be too many point guards ahead of him in terms of individual mark.
Okay, but if you were ranking, Magic's the best point guard of all time, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Magic's the best point guard of all time.
Okay. So second on that list is? Let's do modern era.
Modern era. Okay. So you eliminate Cousy and the guys from.
Cousy wouldn't be in there. But, okay, you know, in his generation, he was wonderful. But Oscar would be in there.
The right-handed dribble wouldn't go too far.
No, it would not. No, I'd play him to his go left every time. Okay. So who's second on your list?
I would probably take Steph Curry.
Okay.
I think the shooting changed everything. After that, I think it's a coin flip between Isaiah and John Stockton. So those two guys would be third and fourth on my modern list.
But you have stats here, and we get drunk with stats. Who do you want leading your team? Because that, to me, is a different, you know, that's a different question. Do I want Russell Westbrook, who's got all these stats, but do I want him in crunch time? Do I want him leading my team? And I think that's where the separation happens for me.
Okay, but would your argument be any different if in that, what was it, 2016 playoff, the Thunder didn't blow that 3-2 lead and they went on to win in the finals? They do that. Maybe Kevin Durant doesn't leave Oklahoma City, and we are probably looking at Russell Westbrook through an entirely different prism. I don't want to get bogged down in one bad sequence that changed or redefined who Russell Westbrook is. I mean, if they win that series, Dan, I think we're both looking at Russell Westbrook a lot differently.
I'll give you that. We were just talking about that earlier this morning before we started the show. That series changed the NBA. I mean, yeah. it truly did. You can go back and look, and then, you know, here's Durant saying, hey, I'm not going to win here. I'm going to join the Golden State Warriors. Then Russ stays a little while longer, then, you know, gets bounced around here a little bit. But
there's no way, Dan, there's no way Durant leaves Oklahoma City if they win a championship. I think he goes on and tries to establish a dynasty in Oklahoma City. That series changed everything.
Yeah. We're talking to Chris Mannix, the Sports Illustrated senior NBA writer. Are the Lakers okay?
You know, no, right now they're not okay because LeBron and Davis are struggling. Dennis Schroeder is out. And the Dennis Schroeder absence, Dan, I think is going to loom large over these next couple of weeks. Schroeder has been one of the engines of this team throughout the entire season. They were 0-4 back in February when Schroeder went out in those health and safety protocols. Him being out 10 to 14 days, potentially at the very least coming back right when the season ends and having to work himself back into shape in time for a potential play-in game. That's something that we're going to be talking about over the next couple of weeks. All that being said, if they can get through the play-in situation and get into the regular playoff field, if that's the direction they ultimately have to go, I just can't bet against LeBron. I mean, betting against LeBron is like betting on Charlie Brown to kick the football. Like, you keep thinking it's going to happen, but he keeps coming up with great moments in the postseason. So if they can get through these next couple of weeks, fight their way into the regular playoff field, I don't know about you, but I don't think the Lakers are terrified of Utah or Phoenix or even the Clippers. There isn't a super team like Golden State in the Western Conference that you look at and say a diminished version of the Lakers can't compete with. So I'm still thinking that the Lakers, if they can plow through this turbulent stretch, they are still the front runner in the West.
What do you think the commissioner thought of LeBron James' opinion of play-in games?
I mean, LeBron is rocket fuel, right? To any NBA subject, any subject, period. I mean, he ignites a debate. He did this a couple of months ago when the subject of the All-Star game came up, when he said, why are we having an All-Star game? All of a sudden, it went from kind of a simmering debate to one that was everywhere. LeBron doesn't want to play in the All-Star game. Should the NBA cancel the All-Star game? He's kind of doing it again with the play-in game, and he's not the first player to do this. Obviously, Luka Doncic led the charge on the play-in tournament as well. It is kind of telling, though, Dan, that the two players most critical of the play-in tournament are two players on teams that are sitting right there around the seventh seed. Like, that's
and you know who loves the play-in games? Steph Curry, because Steph Curry needs the play-in games to be able to get into the playoffs.
And look, the play-in games, I understand there are some wrinkles that need to be ironed out moving forward. You probably don't need the seven seed involved in the future. You can probably get away with the 8-9 seed competing as you did in the bubble last year, but there's no way you can convince me or anyone that the play-in tournament doesn't have way more value than it has negativity surrounded. You mentioned Golden State. Look at Washington. Back in January, Dan, Washington was a train wreck. They had to miss 2 weeks because of COVID protocols. In a different season, they might have rested Bradley Beal and said, look, come back next year. We're going to get a high draft pick for you to play with. Same thing with Russell Westbrook. Instead, they upgrade the trade deadline. They get Daniel Gafford, who's been great for them, and they're in a position right now to compete for a spot in the play-in tournament. Look, LeBron can say what he wants. The play-in tournament is not going anywhere. This is something that Adam Silver advocated for several years before it was instituted this past season. I talked to Silver about this last summer. He is still very much in favor of it. So while I think we'll see an evolution of it over the next couple of years, the play-in tournament is here to stay.
Chris, good to talk to you as always, and good luck unpacking or packing whatever you're doing in your room there.
I have literally no idea what's in some of these boxes.
That's Chris Mannix, the senior NBA writer, Sports Illustrated. I'll talk to him in a month, and the room will still look the same. He'll just move the boxes around. Yeah, Paulie.
I've seen Chris Mannix's refrigerator, and he's got usually one thing of ketchup, one thing of barbecue sauce, a lot of Gatorade, and a lot of Coors Light, and that's the entire fridge, and I'm not joking.
And you have a problem with that?
No, but he subsists on those four things.
Yeah.
Pop-Tarts, big Pop-Tart guy.
Yeah.
That's breakfast. That covers breakfast.
Yeah. We'll take a break here. Yeah, the Russell Westbrook Jr. III, you know, opinion by Scotty Brooks, like, okay. I mean, that's his opinion. He played the position in the NBA. He's his coach with Washington. You know, if Russell Westbrook wasn't his player, would he be saying the same thing? Probably not. So I get it. It's a home court advantage there. But is he better than Isaiah Thomas? I would take Isaiah. But you know, what I want in my point guard might be different than what you want in your point guard. I mean, Isaiah was a killer. You know, he was a winner in the pros, winner in college. But, you know, do you want John Stockton? John's going to play both ends. He's going to pass first. Do you want Steve Nash over Russell Westbrook? Like, you know, I mean, there's so many guards. And if I do just the modern era, like 1980 on, because Oscar was just different. Oscar was just so much bigger than every other guard. And he was so much more athletic than almost all the guards that, you know, he could rebound. There were more missed shots back then, I think. You know, the field goal percentages weren't great. But Oscar was on a bad team in Cincinnati when he did this. Probably close to, they were a playoff team, I think, once or twice in my lifetime when I was there. So we'll take a break. We'll talk to Damian Lillard. I wonder what he thinks of this. I'll ask him that question. Is Russell Westbrook one of the top two or three? See, I'd take Steph Curry over him in a second. I'd take Damian Lillard over him. What am I saying here? Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com. Or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Rob Domofsky, been a longtime friend of the show. We knew him when he used to be just a newspaper writer. Now he's a TV guy, ESPN Packers reporter. Rob, great to have you back. Are you ready for a little drama over the next couple of weeks, months?
Dan, if it takes a sticky quarterback situation for you and I to get back together, then so be it. Bring it on.
If I said on the drama meter, give me a number between 1 and 10, where are we right now in Green Bay?
It's 8 or 9, man. It's right up there. This has been building for a while. The thing that surprised me, Dan, was that Rodgers and his people allowed it to become public, because we knew this was festering for a while. But Rodgers, as you know, is a very smart, calculated guy, never does anything without thinking it through. And his history suggested that he would keep this and make passive aggressive type of gestures, but never really come out and go all out with what he was thinking. And in this case, he did it.
Do we know that his camp was the source of this leak on draft day to Shefty?
Well, put it this way, Dan. Why would the team want this out there, right? I mean, first of all, they don't want anyone knowing their quarterback's unhappy because they have no intention of trading him. Now, if they wanted to trade him, sure, they would put it out there. But there is no way that they don't want to go forward with Aaron Rodgers in 2021. The issue is, do they want to go forward with them beyond? So, like that said right there, that eliminates that side of the equation in terms of who put this out there. And look, for Aaron to say at the Kentucky Derby, I'm disappointed that this news came out, who is he fooling?
Well, I just wonder, were they trying to embarrass him to let everybody know that how petty he is, how petty he's being? As soon as I heard it, I go, okay, who leaked it and why? And, you know, it's just like when Diana Russini this morning said Shailene Woodley is in the meetings with the Packers front office at Aaron's home. Okay, who would leak that, Rob?
Right. Yeah, that is curious. It's a good question. But everything from what I can gather and tell, that this initially did not come from the team side.
Okay. Where do we go from here?
Yeah, well, right now, I think it's a stalemate for a couple of reasons. One, June 1st, nothing, if they're going to trade him, it's not going to happen until June 2nd. I told Greeny this morning on Get Up, just book me for June 2nd at 7:05, because that's when we can have something again concrete. Now, I'm sure we'll talk again, but like from a salary cap standpoint, just if they didn't trade him before the first round of the draft where they were going to get immediate capital, it would be salary cap suicide to do it before June 1. So at this point, we've got, you know, what, a few weeks of posturing back and forth. But I think the Packers still truly want to try to make this work. It's interesting, Dan, I asked a highly placed team source yesterday if there's any update. And the answer was, not unless you can tell me our quarterback is coming back.
Does everything go away if the Packers do fire their GM, as it's been reported that Aaron wants him out?
I don't think they're going to do it, Dan. That's just not the way they've done business forever. You know, and right or wrong, they have never really put the quarterback above everybody else.
But do you believe that story, though, Rob, that Rodgers dislikes Brian Gutekunst that much?
I don't know whether he wants him fired, Dan, but I know that is for sure the source of his problems. And it's not just the Jordan Love pick. You know, there's been all kinds of things. He didn't want Jordy Nelson let go when Jordy Nelson still had, you know, good football left in him. I remember in training camp, was it last year or the year before, where he listed off, I feel really good about my top four receivers, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, Alan Lazard, Davante Adams, of course, and Jake Kumerow. The next day they cut Jake Kumerow, you know, like, I mean, he wouldn't have gone out on a limb and put Jake Kumerow in that if he thought they were going to cut him. And that, I think he felt like that undermined him. So he has forged a really good relationship with Matt LaFleur. In fact, better than I thought he would, knowing how difficult that he can be to work with and how it ended with McCarthy. Credit to him for buying into LaFleur. There's not an issue there, except maybe they should have kicked the field goal on 4th and 8 in the NFC Championship.
You were there when Rodgers was drafted. Do you remember what Favre's react? Because it's a first round draft pick. They didn't trade up. Rodgers fell into their lap, and and Favre wasn't playing that well back then. So that's different. Rodgers.
Right. But remember this, Dan, remember when Brett Favre famously said, it doesn't say in my contract that I have to help Aaron Rodgers get ready. And that first year, man, it was frosty. It really was. It was bad. He did everything he could to freeze him out. Now, it did improve. Like, you go back and look at 06 when McCarthy got in and 07 when they went to the NFC Championship game. I mean, there's plenty of plays where you see Favre come running off the field after throwing a touchdown and Rodgers is right there ready to give him the hug. So it definitely changed. Yeah. But, man, at the beginning, it was frosty. To Rodgers' credit, he didn't freeze out Love. He said, like, look, I'm not thrilled with the pick, but it's not Jordan Love's fault.
Well, you start to look at this and you go, okay, so Rodgers, the offense is good enough for him to win the MVP. The skill position players are good enough. So the front office did a pretty good job. I think we could all be in agreement, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's the narrative that they haven't done enough, but they have the number one scoring offense. They re-signed the best left tackle in the league in David Bakhtiari. They re-signed the best, you know, maybe the best running back in terms of touchdown production in Aaron Jones. So you say, well, they didn't do a lot in free agency. Well, those were their free agents, right? So I would agree with that premise.
But also, if I go back 5 weeks, 5 weeks ago, and I say to John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan with the Niners, don't make that trade with Miami.
Yeah.
Get all those draft picks, and you're probably going to have to throw in a defensive starter, and you could get Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Well, I think
with the Niners,
tried to get Aaron Rodgers on Thursday. Too.
I know, but they didn't have any draft picks. Like, they had the third pick overall.
Yeah.
But if I said to Sam, do you think San Francisco, if they had a chance to get Rodgers, would they have done that 5 weeks ago?
Yeah, you're probably right. They probably wouldn't have in terms of making the trade they made to get to three. But here's the thing, Dan. Like, the Packers have told everybody all along, we're not trading him. Now, when does that change? You know, how hard of a stance is Rodgers going to take? I mean, is it June? Is it when training camp starts July 28th or whatever it is, when the season opens September 7th? Now, when is it? That's like, I mean, how many times did we talk during the summer of Favre? I mean, it was like, you know, the thing went on. Like, the Packers' MO has been, don't do anything until you absolutely have to, i.e. ignore it and hope it goes away, which they found out then, stuff doesn't go away.
How's Rodgers viewed locally?
Yeah, you know what? People love him because he wins. I'm not so sure he's beloved because of who he is, like Brett Favre was. Now, it's a different time, right, Dan? I mean, like, Brett Favre was downtown on Washington Street, you know, doing shots on the bar and, you know, pouring drinks and everybody. It just, that can't happen now, right? I mean, it's just the social media, the camera phones, it just, he'd be destroyed. Favre couldn't exist, but Favre was the everyman, right? Like, he... you lived through everything with him. You grieved with him when his dad died. He cried when he talked about his pain-killing addiction. You know, he was out front when his wife had breast cancer. Rodgers, much more private, you know, much quieter. Now, he has opened up in recent years, has become a little bit more letting the public in. But it's just not the same in terms of the belovedness, not of the player, Dan, but of the person.
What role does Shailene Woodley play in this?
I'm not touching that one, brother. Remember Olivia Munn came after me? I'm not touching that one.
Yeah, why did she come after you?
Oh, she thought that I wrote that he was not playing well because of his relationship, which is not at all what I wrote. And she took a shot at me on Twitter, and it all went crazy from there. So I have learned I'm not touching that.
Did she call you? Did Rodgers, like... What is your relationship like with Rodgers?
Yeah, so Rodgers, when that happened with Olivia, Rodgers called me over in the locker room the next day and said, hey, look, I understand what you wrote. I don't think it's a big deal, but she's upset about it. So next time, you know, just keep her out of this. And he slapped me on the shoulder, walked away, and I thought it was over. And then 2 days later, she went after me on Twitter. So and then it just went, you know, then it was I blamed her, which is not, you know, what I did. But I mean, my relationship with Aaron, I would categorize as good. He and I have done two He's done 2 one-on-one interviews with me in the last 4 or 5 months for both for stories that were pretty, you know, interesting. One was about his incredibly low interception number when he reached 400 touchdowns. And it was on New Year's Eve, actually. And we talked for probably a half hour while he was driving home. And in fact, he stopped to get a bottle of Dom Perignon, which I didn't even know you could buy in Green Bay. But he stopped to get a bottle of Dom on his way home and had to interrupt the call. And then we talked right before the Jeopardy stuff aired. And I would say, you know, both times they were good. Our relationship is in a good place. He likes to call me Bob, which he knows I hate. I am Rob, not Bob. So I think there's a good relationship there. Now, am I going to call him up and he's going to tell me everything? No, that's not where our relationship's at.
Who's the quarterback for the Packers week 1, Rob? Bob?
I don't know who it is, but I don't think it's Aaron Rodgers. I think there's a less than 5% chance that it's Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. I'd say it's 50-50 that it's Jordan Love. And I say that because, Dan, this was never the plan to get him ready for 2021. It was 2022. He was the third stringer last year. Like, he wasn't even active on game day. So this wasn't the plan. I think they almost have to go out and get I'm not saying it's this guy because he's under contract with another team, but an Andy Dalton type of player, a Joe Flacco type of player, someone that a veteran that can come in, learn the system quickly and help and then bridge the gap between Rodgers and Love.
Oh, I'm envious of you. You got drama over the next couple of months. You thought you were going to have an easy summer, didn't you, Ron?
You know, I had played more golf last summer, I think, than I had in the previous few years. There's no way. I had 65 rounds last year. I'll be lucky to get half that many. I do remember you calling me and doing your show once during the Favre saga from a driving range. I was hitting balls just about to go play when some news broke. So I'm fully ready for that.
Oh, Fritzy's going to reach out to you, that's for sure. It's great to reconnect with you, Rob. Happy for your success. Thanks for joining us.
You guys are the best. I love you.
That's Rob Domofsky, ESPN Packers reporter. It's probably been 20 years that we've been talking to him on this show. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, we definitely had him on like in the 04, 05 to start. No doubt.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Yeah. Now he's a big TV reporter there for the mothership. Yeah, Paul.
I can remember doing this show, and when Brett Favre decided to retire, Jay Glazer called during a commercial break. And you were just doing a segment about whatever we were doing. And Jay called in on the hotline, which he has, and he goes, I have an absolute bomb. He goes, put me on with Dan. I go, I got to know first. And he told me, and then we put him on with you. And then we've had days where, remember when Favre left town and he was in the SUVs in Minnesota and there's
helicopters
over, live war on the air. Green Bay's got a lot of drama per capita.
Well, I remember my son's a Packer fan. And he said, can I see Brett Favre before he retires? In fact, the Brett Favre jersey that I have here in the man cave is my son's. And we went to the game, and we thought that was his last game. And I remember that Favre went into the locker room, and somebody from the Packers said, hey, you know, we got this green room here. If you want to hang out, maybe Brett will talk. But I doubt it. He's not going to talk to the media. And then like 15 minutes later, door opens up and then he walks in. He's, you know, he's in a good mood. He's cursing about the media and, you know, my son at the time, really young, and he didn't say anything. And I said, hey, you know, my son wanted to come up and see a game. We spent the night. We went to the steakhouse. You know, we did the whole thing there at Lambeau. And he said, I don't want to go out and talk to the media. I you know, all they're going to do is ask me about retiring. And he said, and don't you bleep and ask me about retiring. And so I didn't, and it was just a casual conversation with him, but he was back and forth with what he was going to do. And, you know, was Rodgers, you know, he was waiting to find out if this was going to be his team. Like, there was so much going on there. It's hard to put it into words, the feeling you had, because Packer fans didn't know. They didn't know what they had with Aaron Rodgers, but they knew what they had in Brett Favre. And there was the chance that he was going to retire. And then, of course, we know how that played out. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Damian Lillard joining us on the program. Did you guys get Melo anything for the milestone last night?
Yeah, we got him a game ball. It okay. Seemed like he's been collecting every game ball this season. Man. But I'm definitely going to have a gift for him when we get back to Portland for breaking that top 10. I told him last night that I'm the kind of person that's kind of like – I just move on to the next thing. I guess I don't do a good enough job of appreciating stuff while it's happening. But top 10 is special, you know, and I told him that.
What is Melo like?
Melo is – when we first got Melo last season, I didn't really know what to expect. Because some people are, you know, of such a high status and popularity and – you know, he's legendary in the sport as well. So you just don't know what type of character they might have and who they might be truly, you know, as opposed to what you see on camera. And when he came around, it was like he laughed at everything, easygoing, you know, just down to earth. It was the complete opposite of everything that people tried to make him out to be and what you would expect of somebody with that type of status. You know, as a celebrity and as a basketball player. But I'm super comfortable with him, and I don't really, you know, warm up to people like that. You know, I don't really get, you know, come close to people like that. And Melo is a great teammate, a great person, a fun person to be around. And I've been really surprised by, you know, who he is as a person. And, you know, my respect is only going up, you know, since he's been on our team.
I don't know if you saw the performance turned in by Westbrook last night, but Scotty Brooks, his coach, said he thinks Russell Westbrook's the second greatest point guard of all time.
Yeah, I mean, he's always going to have an argument for that. You know, I mean, this is going to be his fourth season. I saw that, you know, he's averaging a triple-double, which regardless of, you know, if people say he's chasing stats or, you know, hunting stats or whatever, like that takes a lot to be able to do that, even if you're trying your best. So, you know, I think Westbrook gets a lot of unnecessary flack or, you know, hate or whatever you want to call it. But his approach, how hard he plays, how aggressive he is, how much he cares, you know, he's a good person off the court. He definitely has an argument for that.
Is he better than you?
I don't think no point guard in the NBA is better than me.
Well, Magic's the best of all time, right?
I think that's consensus. You know, a lot of people say that.
Okay, where's Steph Curry on that list?
I think Steph would, you know, it depends on what you're going off of, you know, the quality of the player. Like, if you just line these two guys up, or what has this person accomplished in their career? And, you know, Steph has two MVPs, a unanimous MVP, back-to-back titles, three total titles. You know, the resume is there. So I think if you ask 10 people, you know, seven of them or eight of them would probably come back and say, you know, Steph is right behind Magic. And the way he's changed the game, the excitement, you know, with his style of play.
And I think he's changed the game more than any other player, Dame. When you think about everybody who steps on the floor, you can be 5'5", you can be 5'10", you don't have to be 7 foot, you don't have to jump out of the gym. Like, Steph gave everybody hope that they could somehow do this, even though, you know, nobody's going to be able to do quite like what he's done, but he does give you that. We can't be like Mike. You know, we may want to be like Jordan. We feel like we can be like Steph Curry.
Yeah. I mean, usually when you got an NBA superstar is somebody with, you know, great gifts, you know, God-given things, 6'6", 6'7", super athletic, things that, you know, if your parents don't have that genetic makeup, like, you can't be that. And then you have, you know, guys that just work on it, and, you know, guys who just – they make themselves what they become. And I think that's what Steph is a product of. Now, obviously, he's not 5'5", he's 6'3". And his dad played in the NBA. So it's there are things there that, you know, give him an advantage as well. But a guy that's 5'9 or 5'10 could follow what he does, you know, and have a chance.
Is he a better shooter than you?
I think Steph is the greatest shooter of all time.
Yeah. Are you second?
I think I'm top five. I think I'm top five. It's been some great shooters.
Okay, who else is in there though, Dame? Okay, so you and Steph top five. Who else?
I don't know, man. I would have to like. It depends, you know. Some guys are, the way I look at it, some guys shoot off pin downs. You know, some guys are catch and shoot. Some guys don't take a lot of attempts. Some guys don't take tough attempts, you know, and I think where I would put myself really high up there is because I'm not a guy that gets high quality shots. A lot of my shots are off the dribble, contested, from deep range. Like, me and Steph shoot a lot of similar three-pointers, and I feel like I don't even get the clean looks that he gets because of, you know, the way their offense is set up. He's, you know, sometimes he ends up wide open because of some of the actions that they in, or in transition, they'll screen for him, you know, before the defense is set, and he's more open. But I think when it comes to that, I'm top of the top, you know, I'm right up there.
He's Damian Lillard. He's the Blazers guard. Where's your patience level with this team?
You with
know,
my team?
Yeah, you know, make the playoffs, okay, but like win a championship. Like, thank you. Yeah. You know, that's how greatness is defined at the end. It's like, how many championships you got? You don't have those things.
I would say this, like, the it's how greatness is defined by, I guess, the world. You know, people would say, how many rings and how many this and how many that? And, like, I know my story, you know. I know I had to scratch and claw and fight and earn everything that I have. So I want to win a championship as bad as anybody. But, like, I won't view things like what I've done hasn't been amazing, you know, based off of what it took to get here and what I put into what I have accomplished. You know, so like, I feel like what I've done has been greatness, but do I want to accomplish the ultimate? That's what makes the situation that we've been in the last few years frustrating, because you just want to experience that. You want to get to the mountaintop and be that last team standing. You know, I think that's where the frustration is. You know, and it's not like we just have the worst days ever. Like, we have a great work environment. We got great people. You know, everybody cares. But we've won since my second year. We've been in the playoffs every year. You know, we've been the 3 seed twice. We've been to the Western Conference Finals. And where I'm at in my career is, like, to get to that next level is, like, you can't continue to just be okay with, oh, we're making the playoffs, you know. You're working hard, and, you know, at some point you got to just be like, it's time to go for it, you know. I want to experience that championship level. And that's where the frustration comes in, when it's like, you know, I want that, you know.
Are you in your bathroom right now?
No, I'm actually sitting in the living room of my hotel room.
Oh, okay. I was wondering. I got a stat for you. Through 600...
Hey, you thought I was sitting on the
toilet?
Yes,
I did. I did. I was looking behind you. It looked like there was a toilet behind you. Okay. Oh, okay. All right. You got a nice room there. All right. So now it's official. You're not on your toilet.
Like, I had to prove myself right there.
It would have been a better story if you were sitting on your toilet. Through 675 career games, Carmelo had 16,777 points. Through 675 career games, you have 16,588 points. So he's only a couple of hundred points ahead of you when he was at the same stage in your career. Although Melo had a total of 4 assists at that time through 670.
Oh, he gonna get it up. No question about it.
If you throw it, do you expect it back?
If I throw it to Melo?
Yeah.
I think with...
Oh, you can be honest.
I'm going to be honest. Because you asked if I throw it, do I expect it back?
Okay. If it's somebody else who throws it.
Yeah. Like, I think when you've scored at the level that we've scored at, and you're playing with another player who has as well, you know, I think his confidence and his how comfortable he is throwing it back to me is different, you know? And when I throw it to him, I have confidence that there's a chance it'll come back, but I don't expect it to, because I know a scorer's mind. You know, when he gets it, he like,
yeah,
I'm about to score, you know? So like, when I throw it, I don't expect it, but I'm like, I keep myself ready, because I know it's a chance that, you know, he'll make the right play back to me because of the trust. You know, he knows that I'm a scorer at that level too.
Last time I talked to you, you were either having twins or you had twins.
I think I was having twins.
Okay.
Now I have.
Yeah. How's that going?
It's been busy. I had a boy and a girl, so.
You got to play zone defense right now, you and your wife, right? Like,
we figuring it out. Obviously, we got help. I got a lot of family in Portland, nanny. But it's definitely busy, man. And having a girl is also different. It hits your heart different, man.
Oh, I got 3 daughters. She gonna break you.
I feel bad for you.
Oh, and you know, when they get married, I'm gonna be a mess. I'm going to be an absolute mess. You got a lot of time, but I'm just telling you, save your money for the wedding. if you went to the playground and you can have anybody not on the Blazers and you're going to play 2-on-2, who are you showing
up? One player?
Yeah. You got one player. It's a 2-on-2 game.
I'm showing up with Kevin Durant.
Ooh. Okay.
I think that's pretty easy.
I think you're winning that game.
Yeah.
but I'm not sure. If LeBron shows up with Steph, that's pretty good. I'd watch that.
Well, I think it would definitely be a great 2-on-2.
But is Durant the best player in the game?
When healthy, I think him and LeBron are like, they're right there. I think KD healthy could very well be the best player in the NBA.
He's such a matchup nightmare, though. I mean, there's just nobody.
I mean, nobody can guard him. Like, if he's healthy, he's shooting threes off the dribble. He's pulling up off the dribble. He's posting up. He can get to the rim. You can't block his shot. He can, like, the way he handles the ball, the way he moves at that size. Who are you going to put on him? Like, I mean, when healthy, I think, like, at this moment, he could very well be the best player in the league.
Well, it's great to catch up with you. Sorry about the loss last night. You got the Cavs. I got you penciled in for 51 against the Cavs. Does that sound okay?
Hey, man, we'll see.
I mean, come on. Can you put up 50 for me? That's not asking too much. You got how many?
I mean, it's always a possibility. But I mean,
you got 12 50-point performances in your career.
Yeah.
That's not asking that much. I mean, do one for your daughter, okay? I mean, give her a 50.
Hey,
give her a 50.
It's always a possibility. But you know,
is somebody going to get close to Kobe's 81?
Yeah.
Who?
I think it would. If somebody's going to get close to Kobe's 81, I think it would be between me, Steph, Devin Booker can really get hot. I would say somebody on Brooklyn, but it's, you know, with all three of them being out there, it's going to be tough. So I would say me, Steph, Devin Booker is somebody that I'm missing.
Can Clay?
Clay could do it. And I would say, who else?
Bradley Beal?
I think Brad could do it too.
But that's
I think Brad
could, that's 81.
I think it's going to take a crazy night, but it can happen.
Give me the team that you would do it against. Like, if you just say, if I can get 80 against that defense.
It would have to be against a team with a big that's not mobile. Because they wouldn't be able to be up as high, like in pick and rolls and stuff like that.
I think of the Pelicans.
I'll be able to get a lot of games.
Dame, I think I could get 10 against the Pelicans.
See, the thing with the Pelicans is they play hard as hell. It's just a lot of lapses, you know. It's a lot of lapses like over the throughout the course of the game. But it's not an easy game, you know. Like, Lonzo Ball plays good defense. He's long. He plays hard. It's not a walk in the park. I know people put big games on them, but it's more so because of lapses than it is because they just. You know, Eric Bledsoe, too. Like, it ain't no pushover. You know, it's not an easy game out there.
Yeah, but I think I could probably get a bucket, right? Like a defensive lapse, I could get a – like, you leave me open from, like, 15 to 18, bang, it's down, man.
Maybe, man. I don't know your skill. I don't know your skill
Ooh,
level.
Man, you know, I did research homework on you. I just say you check YouTube, you're going to see it. There'll be people are still talking about it.
I'm going to have to do my homework then.
Yeah, do your homework, because I'd hate to, you know, all of a sudden I see it on the court and we start shooting. You go, oh, whoa, okay, somebody's got a little bit of game here.
It actually wouldn't surprise me, man.
All right, I appreciate that. But I wouldn't bring the kids out because I don't want you to get embarrassed in front of the kids, you know, if all of a sudden I start lighting it up, you know, because...
I don't have no shame. I don't have no shame. I'm always ready for whatever the outcome is going to be.
I love it. I love it. Good luck against the Cavs. Lakers then coming up after that. Great to catch up with you, Dame. Thanks for joining.
Likewise. All right.
Bye-bye. That's Damian Lillard of my Blazers.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.